Live from the Coors Light studio, it's the DeMarco Show.
Feel like a little slut?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling so hot.
And now for the man with the mouth.
The DeMarco Show.
Keep in mind that the views and opinions that are expressed in this program are those strictly of the presenter and not of the staff and management of this radio station, and only those of your favorite a-hole, DeMarco.
Tell me more about money hungry hoes.
Dude, they're everywhere. It doesn't matter what girl you go out with, how big your bank account is. Doesn't matter how cool you are, doesn't matter who you are.
Biatch!
A lot of women out there, you know, Valentine's Day, if your man didn't get you anything, you were not gonna give up the dross.
Can we give props to the goat tonight?
Yeah, the goat did a good job and hooked us up with what we needed. So props to the goat.
Biatch.
You know what I'm saying? I know very well you want to eat my gear, but it's all good. We need the good looking chicks, or it doesn't matter. You could be mediocre. I'll make you sound good on the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've had some girls in here or on the DeMarco Show in the past. We've had some horrible looking chicks and they just had a good voice. You know what I'm saying? There's some chicks that were like butterfaces. You know what I'm saying? Everything was good, butterface. There's a lot of chicks on your jock because of the CD itself. You know what I'm saying? Is there any of them that are 18 and over for us?
Smooth with a double S, representing PHX 602.
And who are you?
One thing that I cannot stand is a chick that doesn't dress up, okay? And if you do have an 80s haircut, please change it. You know what I'm saying? We're in a new freaking millennium.
And I see cowboy guys wearing their tight Wranglers with their boots, with their big belt buckles that look like figures your license plate. Dancing hip-hop music. I gotta say this, maybe I'll get in trouble for this. Maybe I'm gonna get 3 or 50 calls on this from the cowboys. You know that they have dancing classes? A lot of people think that, you know, line dancing and all that is fresh. Not here on the DeMarco Show, okay? And on the DeMarco Show, like, if you're gonna go and dance your country, a two-step, and look like a Neptune's pretty much with your hands up twisting the girl. I saw people taking classes to be a better dancer. I mean, the lady was yelling at these guys, no, you gotta move her shoulder in a little bit this way. You know, I saw all kinds of people trying to do these line dances. I mean, I saw a couple guys that I knew from way back, and the guy was trying, you know, he wasn't really being himself. It was like, he was like forced to do that. If not, he wasn't gonna be able to get inside his girlfriend's panties. You know what I'm saying? He was had to go out there and he was doing line dances. Can you believe that? I mean, a lot of people say, oh man, I look cool being a cowboy. I look like a real tough guy. They're all cowboys. That's fine. That it must be fun for you guys. When you go to places, it's ridiculous for you to take classes. You know, turn in a TNN channel. Maybe they have something else going on, right?
Were there a lot of people there taking the classes?
There was like probably at least 20 people taking classes, looking like trap juice. Yeah, like two-step or doing the, you know, like the icky breaky dance or whatever they do, you know, these days. Maybe that turns women on. They look, no. You know, my macho boyfriend.
No, it doesn't. Trust
you
me.
You know, it looks like if he has these skin-tight pants with a buckle that's as big as the license plate in the car. The bigger the license plate, the bigger the man.
Are you one of them? I want to know about that, too, so I can
And who are you?
I am DeMarco.
DeMarco, man, this is the bomb, man.
You like the show, man?
Crazy, man? Yeah.
Right, when people hear the show, what are they going to think?
I don't know, man. You got me going crazy.
Terry usually does all the dirty work. Girl wants to give fellatio to DeMarco, we pass it to Terry. If a girl wants to slap DeMarco, we pass it to Terry. A girl wanted to get laid, and what, did you have to please her that night, or what? What'd you do?
Yeah, I did, man. Dude, what was up with that, man? Passing it off?
What crawled up your ass and died? Don't worry, Dr. DeMarco's here to take care of it.
Are you ready for me to come down there and show you how to play pool with a stick?
Of course, you better come down here. I need somebody that actually knows how to use a stick for once in a while.
For sure, I'll bring down my microphone with me. You know what I'm saying?
All about the syndrome.
Hey, you guys don't know nothing about ladies. Why are you guys at a radio station Friday night?
Remember, in the DeMarco Show, we did not discriminate. You could be gay. You could be anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm a straight guy, but hey, you made your choice. That's great.
We know that the freaks are out there, and you're just being undercover.
That's right.
So we're just bringing them out of the shells.
Even the married ones. You know, if you're going to go out on a date with me, girl, you're going to have to put out some money, too. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to have to put out some lunger. Here on the DeMarco Show, we're all about hooking up with you good-looking women and hiding the lunger.
Tell me how you like to be treated.
Oh,
you feel like a little slut?
Oh, yeah.
Remember this legacy, y'all. Remember this legacy, y'all. Remember this legacy. Remember this legacy, y'all.
The DeMarco Show. DeMarco Show, only 45 seconds.
Telling you again, it ain't nothing but a bunch of low-life white trash drinking too much cheap alcohol.
DeMarco in 38, 37, 36.
Crash the party.
You've never heard anything like the DeMarco Show.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Time for the DeMarco Show in 26, 25, 24.
Don't blow it. Blow on it.
DeMarco es increíble.
Go for it, homie.
The incredible DeMarco in 16, 15, 14.
Oh, God, how I love you.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
DeMarco.
Feel like a little slut?
Oh, yeah.
1.
This is DeMarco.
We are back with the DeMarco Show. What's up, Southern Arizona? Give me a call whenever you're ready. Alfredo's here with us, tow truck driver, dressed like a pimp, cut his hair. I think his percentages, I'm getting a little bit of poon, has gone up. How do you think about that? Is that true?
It's always 100% when I get home.
Are you going to keep it that way?
Well, yeah, as long as I can.
So who was the girl you were with last week?
Yabieka.
Well, I got two girlfriends and a wife on the side. You know.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Oh. So you are Mormon. Nothing wrong with that.
Mormon.
Mormon.
Que cabrón.
How you doing, Troy?
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, I'm on the mic. Yo, this is Mark, bro.
Oh, it's Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, my bad.
Call me Troy. Hey, man, I know that look good, but you're going to compare me to homie, you know, the celebrity. That's cool. That's positive. That's great.
That's right on.
No, Troy from American Idol.
That's American Idol.
Nah, man, I hear y'all talk about these ladies and all that, but, you know, DeMarco, I just got off the phone with a friend of ours named Jasmine. I don't know if you've talked to her recently, but she said she's been wanting to hear from you soon. She's, got done doing a promotion out in Pebble Beach in San Jose for Lamborghini. She's one of the top-notch models for Hugh Hefner for Playboy, Hustle Magazine, last 7 pages. But anyhow, she's talking about when is DeMarco going to come to Hollywood and bring the show.
More like, when is DeMarco going to come over here and give me a good crack in the ass? That was the
plan. At the Playboy Mansion.
When do you want to do it? Let's do it. Let's make
soon.
A plan. And
well, definitely soon. Definitely right now, soon. She's on a flight. So she's still kind of hungover those past 3 days from doing all these promos. We got a couple people here skinny dipping, trying to get in where they fit in.
Keep those girls skinny dipping, get them out of the water for a little while, and wait until we show up, and then boom, we throw them back in.
Most definitely.
Is that a good plan?
You know it, bro.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, bro. You give her a call, though. She want to hear from you. Right now would be the best time. She might be a little intoxicated.
Nice.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Cousin Vinny, what is up?
What's going on, DeMarco?
Not much. What's the deal tonight?
We're just hitting up the casino a little early, you know.
Casino del Sol?
No, we're up here at Pima Mine Road.
What's going on over there? Every time I go there, man, I have the worst time. What's up with that?
I'm hoping not, man, you know. Hoping to score and get some money for later.
I don't even know where we're going yet.
They're
going
to watch Natty Perros.
Are they performing?
They might be.
We're going to Papagayo to play some poker with your cousin, you know what I mean?
Hey, tell my cousin I said hi to him.
Nice. Sang.
Yeah, I'll make sure. Yeah, we got a pregnant lady in the car right now, man.
Is that right?
And a shout out to my man Rabbit.
Who's the one that got her pregnant?
Hey, like I said, Rabbit. Alias.
Rabbit.
Yeah. Alias. Wow. So what's the girl's name that got pregnant?
Anna. Right now, man.
Okay, congratulations. The practice part was probably the most fun part of all, right? That's what I hear. Congratulations to the baby. Everybody has their kids. It's your bill, not mine.
Until you're 18.
So Cousin Vinny, you guys have a good time, and hopefully we can hook up later.
We'll be in the back room later, you know it.
We're going to be having the girl that was in Hustler. Is she a little shy or something to be on the radio or what?
She calling in? We'll see. Hold on.
Okay, we'll get her on right now. She's going to be letting us know exactly how she treats Hugh Hefner.
Ugh, that's ugly.
Yeah. But you know what, though? For some reason, they like him so much. Is it the millions talking? Is that really what we're dealing with here?
Yeah, he's got 6 girlfriends, man. You know the millions are talking. He's got 6 girlfriends. He's like 118.
He's not a Mormon, is he?
And he's got lots of Levitra.
Oh, man, that guy. I saw a show.
Is that better than Viagra, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't had to use either of them
sure,
yet.
Sure, Chuck.
And I hope I never do.
Sure, Chuck.
Because my friend wants to open an escort service in Green Valley.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
I think you can hand out Pez dispensers that have Viagra in them at the front door.
Right there. Right on.
Clock, 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 clock.
That would be nice. From Hollywood, California. Erica, how you doing?
What's up?
Beautiful woman, right? And you're in L.A. and you do a bunch of things and you work with Hustler magazine. I've done some stuff with Playboy. Tell everybody about exactly what you do.
Okay, well, I was the weather girl for Playboy TV, doing some HBO, some Cinemax movies. Check me out this month. I got Hotel Erotica, Erotica Boxing, and King of the Cage, Cage Girl Competition. Also, representing Lamborghini. You've heard of Lamborghini, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Not in Arizona, but yeah.
They put that 210 out last year, right?
Yeah, we've heard of it, of course.
Yeah, well, they got 12 Momos out there. It's an awesome edition car.
Sweet.
It's our goal right now to try to sell those things.
Each of those Momos runs $250,000, right?
Exactly.
Take two.
Hey, how are you guys marketing those?
I come with the car. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey, nice. How many left?
There's only three left.
Three left. Test unbelievable.
Test drive.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to sell it, or do you have to go through a salesman? How does that work? How do you make something out of this?
Well, you call your local Lamborghini, and I'm sure if you mention me, they'll know who you're talking about. I don't know if there's any Lamborghini dealerships in Tucson.
Scottsdale.
No. They used to have one right by the Lucky Wishbone, but
it
wasn't
down.
Really selling.
But the Lucky Wishbone was making more money. So
they sold two of them. Tore it down for a hardware store.
So you're also involved with Trashy Tales, the porno company,
Trashy
right?
Trashy Tales. Yes.
And I'm also really excited for that new thing you're coming out, the fitness, the sexercise.
Sexercise, you got it. You know what? We got different aspects to that particular website. Sexerciseusa.com is coming up next week. We're going to have a section for, you know, strength, cardio, fitness, and we'll have a section for couple workouts. And then we'll have the actual porn stars acting out the sexercise, which is workouts you can do in your bedroom with your significant others. Even
can you do the reverse cowboy?
That's in there.
That's in there. Okay.
That's awesome.
The Blumpkin, the whole thing, right?
Nice.
So anyways, check it out. I'm really excited that you're doing all these things. And also you were saying that you also work with HBO and Cinemax, the late night movies, right?
Yes.
That all these men stay up and watch you.
The naughty movies.
Do you guys actually have sex on film, or how does that work?
Unfortunately, no, we do not.
So it's all fake.
It is absolutely fake. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Most of the time, you're wearing a Band-Aid. Guys wearing boxers.
A Keurig. They're wearing Band-Aids and stuff. So a big Band-Aid, right? You cover, what do you cover, the whole area? I mean, what if it slips off and it goes into
a... They actually have Band-Aids for this particular point.
Wow.
Wow.
I haven't seen those in the aisle.
No, when's the last time you were doing a simulated love scene?
You're right.
That's
true.
It's been a while.
just simulated, that's all.
So what's going on right now in Hollywood? Like, if I was there hanging out with you, where would we go? Where would be the hot spot for us to go and hang out?
Have you heard of the Friars?
No, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Friars of Beverly Hills, they have the Friars in New York where they do roast.
That's right.
Heard. Yeah. Right.
Dean Martin. Like a Friars Club?
Bob Hope. Exactly.
So then that's where we would start the night, right? And then go where after that?
Club Naked.
Club Naked, okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
The name says it all.
Oh.
I represent a company called Peach DVD. Check it out, peachdvd.com. And they host some awesome parties there.
We're going to be up there very soon to go to one of these and be part of that. A weekly schedule you have going on. Okay, what else will we do after the Naked Place? Is there any other parties? Or
the naked place.
Hang out with Hugh Hefner.
I think after that, you'd be so out of it, I don't think you'd have much energy left.
I'd be hanging
We would
Hugh
have to
Hefner.
Go straight home, huh? Well,
by that 4, 6 a.m., I think you might need to.
Yeah, well, I guess I could do that. You know, I've been working hard at it. So then,
Fall on Viagra.
So it's great. You know, we're working with Lamborghini. How'd you get involved with something like this? Because there's a lot of women out there, as I was telling you earlier, that just give up on life. They just want to live the American dream and just get pregnant and pop out a zillion kids.
Torta.
What's something? How can a woman become a model besides or do something in L.A. and not just stay home? And
you know what? As soon as you move here, things kind of find you. I get everything I do is through someone different. It's basically just as soon as you come out here, it just finds you.
And you just made a bunch of contacts, and little by little.
Exactly.
So that's what it's all about in L.A., huh? Just
making
contacts.
You can make money and have fun at the same time. It's a beautiful thing.
And are you, do you have a boyfriend right now, or anybody you're seeing, or any good hookups, like any plastic surgeons or anything that you can?
No comment.
Women over there, are they all plastic, really, in California?
Ooh, I got to say, they're pretty bad. They're pretty bad.
Oh, and where do you stand in this category?
Oh, I think if you've seen my videos, you should probably already know if I'd be lying right now.
Whoa. Okay, and how can people see your video? They're all curious right now.
Well,
listening to the show.
There's an awesome video. It's called Hotel Decadence.
What was the site again?
PeachDVD.com. Hotel Decadence. It's awesome. It's basically Playboy meets PlayStation.
Oh, right. Oh, very nice.
That's perfect.
See, there you go. Are you Mortal Kombat players?
P1,
can also
P2s.
Enjoy a little bit of porn on the side.
And Jenna Jameson, she's in there. I'm sure you've heard of her.
Jenna, oh, of yeah. course.
Who yeah, hasn't? Of course. She's the one that...
She's a sweetheart.
Really?
Yes, yeah, she really is.
Send her on the DeMarco show one day.
All right.
You should, definitely.
I'll let her know.
So that we'll have a good time and we'll take her out. I guess, I don't know, Miami style in Southern Arizona. Can we do that?
What can't you do?
Exactly. Oh. And another thing, anything else that you're promoting? Because you're all over the place, and you went over there to L.A. And I was telling people you are from here, and now you live in L.A., making your dream, making things happen.
Yeah, well, every month it's something different, so check in with me. I'm sure I'll come up with something new.
Okay, well, then how can people get a hold of you or just, you know, you probably don't want that, right?
Where do you live?
Yeah. My address is 70. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? We're going to be up there in Hollywood one of these days. I'm going to give you a call.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
do something.
Definitely.
Why
at
not?
The Playboy Mansion.
All right. Say what?
Definitely at the Playboy Mansion. Has to be.
Clooney wants to do a show at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I hang there sometimes.
Nice. They want me to be the Mexican Hugh Hefner. I don't understand what that means.
Jose Hefner.
Jose.
Yeah. Very glad you've been on the show. Erica Jordan. Thank you very
awesome.
Much.
Thank you, Erica.
Have a great evening.
We have Trina on the phone. What is up?
What's up, Papacito? What's going on?
Not much. How you doing? What's going on out there?
Nothing much. I'm just sitting out this way.
You're going to...
Yes, sir.
Good luck getting in.
Ouch!
Yeah, that's going to be difficult to get in that place.
Swing better.
Yeah. Why don't you go the other spot, Mamacita? She's gone.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Sherry took off.
That's true. She was late.
That fast.
She's back.
I'm so sorry. Like, my phone got cut off right now.
Oh, really? Okay, so tell me more. You're going and then
okay,
what?
So, like, okay, where are you going? I want to go and follow the Papacito crew.
I don't know. We're going to go somewhere. We're going to have a good time. Ask Alfredo right now when we put you on hold, and maybe he'll give you a better idea where we're going to go because we don't
like
want
that.
The old... Yeah, we don't want the old fatal attraction
only,
girlfriends,
VIP,
huh?
VIP only, A, honestly.
Yeah, well,
so
you know.
I hear Clooney's little fucking ass in the back, so what's going on?
And not much.
What'd you
much.
Think of Clooney singing?
Oh, it was nice.
Just
going,
get on my knees, baby.
He's killing me, man.
Oh, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Do you hear Scarface? Do you remember that, Scarface?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Hey, why don't we ask Scooby-Doo what he thinks of it?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Mamacita, well, you know what? We're going to put you back on hold, and Alfredo's going to tell you exactly where we're going to go, point you the right direction, bring
yes,
you two
sir.
Or three Mamacitas, and I'll be a very happy guy.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to tell all the girls to say hi out there if I don't see them tonight.
Okay. Send me a couple, okay?
Because
I know the way it is.
Three pack of tacos.
That's good.
All right, Mamacita.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was Trina. Used to be one of the, when the Mamacitas were together. Remember that All-Star
three amigos,
team?
Yeah.
That All-Star team I put together.
Great.
Very, very good, but they all separated, and the Dream Team
Dream
dissolved.
Dream, yeah, that's
now
gone,
some of them are staying
Hall
home, and some are doing other things.
Hall of Shame.
Even though this one is the one that's bringing me the most girls. Is that crazy?
7:47 p.m. Hey, Papacito. We're right here at the old house. We're washing our asses.
The Untouchable DeMarco Show and the Mamacitas are a perfect combo.
That was the best taco I ever had.
The best damn beer pong, period, has the hottest double elimination tournaments in Southern Arizona. Come show your beer pong skill starting at 10 p.m. Wednesdays at Putney Sports Bar. Thursdays, River's Edge. Fridays, The Lodge Sasquatch in Tucson and Sierra Vista. Saturdays and Sundays, we're back at Putney Sports Bar. Follow us on Facebook or visit us at bestdamnbeerpongperiod.com. Don't forget to check out the DeMarco Show weekdays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Alivianando a toda la raza mexicana. Escúchalo desde ahora.
Pero que mejore las tenga usted, señor.
Está oyendo a su favorito programa, The DeMarco Show.
Lunes a viernes.
TD's Show Club son los dos clubes más elegantes con las mejores animadoras en Arizona y los mejores reservados de la ciudad. TD's cuenta con un menú completo para el almuerzo y la comida con especiales diarias. Está disponible para fiestas, despedidas soltero, cumpleaños y divorcios. También especiales en bebidas todos los días al 2x1 hasta las 7 de la noche. Todo esto en un ambiente limpio y seguro. TD's East, 5822 Este del Speedway. TD's West, 749 Oeste Miracle Mile. TD's Show Clubs.
The DeMarco girls are here. The one that's in charge of all promotions, Emily.
Oh, nothing much. Just trying to get more girls on our staff.
I already had like 3 or 4 girls call me.
Well, I guess they're calling the wrong person.
Yeah, why is that? Why are they calling me?
I don't
because
have
it's on the numbers on the website.
Probably.
Why couldn't they call Clooney? His number's on the website too, right?
Don't have the slightest idea.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that and what else we're going to do on our events.
Okay, well, basically we're looking for the DeMarco girls to promote the show. We're going to be doing a lot of side events, also car washes and just little things. Just go out and hit the town so that way we all promote.
For the DeMarco charity, right?
Yes.
For the loaning service.
Exactly.
So what's going on, girls?
What's that?
We got to pay that interest.
Okay, so yeah, tell us a little bit about what happened last weekend. See how packed it was.
It was packed. We had a good time. We had a lot of fun, except for the reversers that wouldn't let us hand out the DeMarco cards or the TD cards.
Who was saying that?
It was one of the guys at the front door.
The guys at the front door?
Yeah.
Did you guys talk to the owner too? Or? Because I'm sure you'd be cool about it. He's the one that told me anything you need.
Well, we talked to the guy in the
VIP room.
VIP room, and he talked to him, and he told us.
Uh-huh.
No.
So you're talking, was it the bouncer at the VIP room, that peon guy, the one that wouldn't let anybody in, or?
He's the one that went and talked to the manager or whatever.
The main person that they had to talk to.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They let us give out the DeMarco cards, but like.
Not the
TDs.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a different story, right.
So.
We don't want to do that, exactly. But we did after we walked out.
We did.
All kinds of guys
of
that
course.
Have gone to TDs.
I've had a lot of them come up to me. Do you have any more?
People like that.
Come
People
on,
like
now.
Going to these places. They're slaves to their penises, so that's why they go to these places. Exactly. So what went on? Talking about 1,200 people showing up. What did you guys see? More women, more guys?
It was actually a little bit of both. Yeah. I mean, it was mixed. I mean, it wasn't more than another, but I mean, there was a lot of women out there.
I've never seen that many people there.
Oh, no.
You couldn't even walk around. Uh-huh. As soon as the show was over, I took a little walk, and for me to get back to that room where we were at, it took like half hour.
Yes.
Because
it was so packed,
you couldn't even
really
move.
Really packed in there.
What about the restrooms there?
Horrible.
Oh, yes, very horrible. I mean,
most nightclubs, the bathrooms are horrible.
Nasty.
Very nasty.
They need to at least have a waitress going in and checking up on them every once in a while.
But in the women's room, do they have somebody working in there or no?
No.
They do in a guy's room, and they give you cigars, whatever you need. You
they
know,
used
condoms.
To do that.
They have it at DVA, but I've never seen anywhere else.
What is it, a guy or a woman?
It's an old lady.
An old lady that goes in there?
Yeah. Yep.
An old tucker, huh?
Yep. She has hairs going out of her chin.
With the big old mole on the side.
And we got the DeMarco girls here. We have to take a picture of you girls with your outfits on. You know, the DeMarco outfits. Those were nice shirts. I like those shirts.
Yeah.
And the high shoes, the hooker shoes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, men out there, you guys like high shoes or flats? I know you guys are going to say high shoes because these flats, I don't know, when people wear flats around me, I kind of feel uncomfortable. How about that? What do you guys think about that?
Flats, huh?
Should that be illegal
for
DeMarco to be around women with flat shoes?
Yes. Flat shoes should be illegal, period.
Huh? All women should be wearing hooker shoes, right? So tonight, where should we go, baby? Pass out a few cards. I got tons of cards in my car. I got the black cards now. I got all kinds of cards for TD, so maybe we give a couple. It's also a good conversation tool for you, you guys out there, that instead of pulling that lighter trick, you know, a woman's about to light up a cigarette, and then you pull out that lighter. Hey, how you doing? Oh, so how long have you been smoking? Don't you hate that? I see that all the time happening, you know,
reverse them.
Right. I'll give you a new way how to reverse. Yeah, now you say, hey, you've been to the topless bar lately? There's a lot of women that go there. Maybe we should go one day. Hey, I'll get the rounds, you know. That's a different way how to be a captain for you captains out there, you know what I'm saying? At line one, I don't even know who it is. Does their phone screener get tired and we can't get no more
calls? I think so.
Okay, who is this?
This is Troy, man.
Write her up real quick. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Jen, man.
What's up, Troy?
How much, man? This is the first time I listen to your show. It's hilarious.
You like the show?
It's yeah.
It's hilarious, he said.
Should we continue or should we just rent a hotel room and go choke ourselves with our tie?
Nah, man, definitely continue.
Continue, right on.
Of course.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing tonight? Where is the hot spots? Where are the hot ladies at?
Right here.
Besides right here next to me?
I'm 16, man.
You're
Pito Parado.
Exactly. You know what?
He's
you know
16. What,
16. Look, we got a girl here that could probably...
Shouldn't you be in bed? Look,
will you do him a favor for me?
Pass for 19.
If I could talk to your mother and she could give me a paper with
consent.
Her signature.
Parent
you know?
Consent.
Yeah,
yes.
Parent consent.
Yeah, parent consent.
Then you could come and party with me.
Commercial.
There you go.
Look at that. You got a lady asking you if you want to go party with her. You just got to get the paperwork.
And a box of Crunch and Munch.
Yeah, because, you know,
Crunch
and
Munch,
you're great. We do not want to deal with 5-0.
She'll take care of you.
Won't that feel good?
Ooh.
Oh.
Yummy.
Yummy.
All night long, baby. So, hey, well, my man, I'm glad you listened to the show. And
talk to girls. Talk to girls and say, hey, it's all about DeMarco Girls, I'm telling you.
Thanks for listening to the show, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah, see you later.
Very good. Troy. Look at that. Stay up, man.
Bye-bye, baby.
16-year-olds searching for the man and their fathers. And you know what? I don't need to play the father role.
Hello.
Bob there?
Yeah.
We need a ride.
Where are you at?
Speedway in Harrison.
Right now I'm home. I'm not going to come back until about 8:30.
You're at home?
Yeah, I'm home.
I thought you were driving somebody right now. Two girls. I was just told. Are you pulling my leg, Bob Danbury?
No.
Okay, how come you're called Yellow Cap System? What's the difference?
We're all the same center. Yellow, Checker, Curry, and Fiesta.
What's a Fiesta?
Fiesta is a Spanish-speaking cab.
So the driver's Hispanic and he's talking both languages?
Yeah, he's supposed to be able to speak Spanish to drive a Fiesta.
If I call and I say, man, I need a Fiesta, that means you're going to send me a bilingual person?
Yes, there's any out. I've only seen a couple of them left in the fleet.
Do you offer that service? You speak a little Spanish? Porque a lo mejor van a necesitar un carro uno de estos días.
No, I don't. I just, like, you know, because when I had those cars made up first, I was driving a Buick Regal that was a Courier that was unmarked. Didn't have any writing on it or anything.
La madre, pues. If you're a licensed professional driver and you're doing your own company, I'm just going to call for the Fiesta. Is that going to be able to be at my front door anytime I need it?
Yeah, but that number on there is
my mom does
my
not
number.
Speak a lick of English. What about the Checker? What is that? What is that all about? Is that going to get me there a little faster?
Hey, that's just another company that we've absorbed. Hey, I'm trying to get some sleep here before I go back out.
Sir, but you're a businessman. It's 6 a.m. What's going on?
I just got off at 4.
I thought you guys don't sleep. Don't you guys take, like, Percocets or something to stay awake?
No, I'm sleeping.
Okay, because you know what? The other day I had a driver that was on for 22 hours. Where can I report that? Is there a number I can call?
I don't know. I don't know, really.
You call yourself a professional and you're not up by 6 a.m.? Why are you doing this to yourself?
I did. I worked till 4.
Are you married?
No.
Do you think that's why you're single? Because you work in a lot of taxi hours?
No. I was single before.
Do you need some counseling
anyway,
or something?
Hey, I'm going back to sleep.
Sir,
okay?
One more question. Are you a virgin?
Yes.
See? You must be Cole's brother. Okay. Thank you very much. You have a good day, Bob Danbury.
Message deleted.
You're listening to a man that gives free pap smears on his free time. DeMarco.
Go to TD's East, 5822 East Speedway, or you can check out TD's West, 749 West Miracle Mile. Check out the most beautiful women in Southern Arizona at TD's Show Club. And you might see DeMarco there.
So come on out where beauty's on stage.
You got it, man.
How you gotta say it?
Please, get paid to TD.
friend of mine said he wanted to talk to me about my Volvo. I told him, thank you, that's between me and my gynecologist. He said, no, no, your car, your Volvo 850 Turbo Sports Wagon. I said, oh, that. Nope, you can't drive it. Oh, I love my Volvo. Sure, it's safe, but gee, just because driving on the freeways of Southern California is the equivalent of playing bumper cars at the speed of light, what kind of reason is that? Volvos are still ultra-luxury imports, sleek and gorgeous and loaded to here. Safe and sexy and, pardon me, I have to go hug my car now.
Want safe and sexy? Viva la Volvo. Test drive a Volvo 850 at your Southern California Volvo dealer.
Since when is safe sexy, another friend asked. Hey, I said, what decade are you living in?
The DeMarco Show.
I'm being out of town for a while, so I'm not going to be able to give it to you.
Flashback. This is DeMarco.
We are back with the DeMarco Show. What's up, Southern Arizona? Hanging in there? I wanted to talk a little bit about something that's been going down with a lot of guys out there. A lot of women are just trying to be your friend. How are you guys down with that? Do you like women to tell you you're my friend? It's like being demoted from a job.
Biatch.
Because as soon as you become the friend, you don't have any opportunity or any chance to get in her panties. The woman really, really wants a guy to be her friend, but the guy just wants to get in her panties.
I love you.
That's a little transition that you have to do. It's kind of like a Siegfried and Roy trick you gotta overcome. But it's very difficult because once you fall into the friend category, then you're done. And you might want to just forget about it, because once you fall into that category of being a friend, then you have no opportunity to get in your pants. If you want to spend your money, then you're the loser that's not going to get in.
Loser.
We're talking about the guys that do want to get laid, and that's exactly who I'm targeting right now, because a lot of guys have told me,
I just became friends with her.
Well, yeah, you do have to become friends with her before you go out with her, but once you fall into that friends category, she's looking at you like you have no penis. When you have no penis, you're like a Ken Barbie doll. You don't want to be that guy, do you? That's just a little message from your boy DeMarco, and do not tell me that I don't look out for you. This is the new millennium, and we're here to expose every DK.
Like I promised all you guys, beautiful women out there, all you guys out there in jail, the military, or anywhere, you guys masturbate anywhere in this world, check her out. We got closet. Erica Jordan with us. What is up?
Hey, what's up? What you guys doing?
Dreaming of you, naturally.
I am sitting here in downtown L.A. with Peach DVD. We are shooting Sexopoly, which is an extremely sexy spinoff. It's like a sexy version of Jumanji.
Nice.
So check out peachdvd.com because they are so rockin' hot. In fact, I am sitting here right now with a very beautiful and naked girl. Check out her website. Her website is ChristineVincent.com.
Does she want to say what's up to Southern Arizona real quick?
What's up, baby?
What it up?
What is up?
What are you doing?
We're having a good time here on the air here in Southern Arizona, just trying to see exactly what you're up to. You got a very nice website. We're about to check you out right now. What is it?
Yeah, check it out. It's ChristineVincent.com.
Sweet.
And that's where we can check you out. And are you into porno or softcore porno, or what do you do exactly?
Softcore. Playboy style.
Nice.
Nudity.
Well, that means they don't. You guys really don't have sex on television, right? You guys put on a Band-Aid, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I'd like to see you out of that Band-Aid.
It's a lot of fun.
And
it's
a lot of fun. Why do I not doubt that?
How many movies do you do a year?
Oh, gosh. I'm shooting one right now.
Wow.
I just got out of the bathtub.
Is that part of the set, or are you just, like, taking a bath?
Oh, no. I was definitely having a good time in the bath.
Nice. You know, we wish we could be there with you, you know, having a good time, you know, filming with you, but we're here in Southern Arizona.
You know, I got a question, too, real quick.
Hit up.
You know,
you sound like trouble.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have Jimmy Spitz. That's him here with us.
CrookedLines.com. But anyways, though, are most females intoxicated while they're working? Tell me that.
Not me. I can't speak for other girls, but... Uh-huh.
No, I can do this without anything. I love it.
Well, I just got a big old eye full of you right now.
Right, we're just looking at you right here.
Ring a ding ding.
You look very, very hot.
Very,
so
very nice.
I love you, man.
So doing what you do, do you have a boyfriend or not?
No, I don't. I'm too busy in my work.
How about a girlfriend?
Sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes. Okay, so you go both ways. You basically been with a guy and a girl.
Do you need a pool boy?
I love playing with girls.
Do you need
What's the percentage of the girls that do what you do are with other women?
I'd probably say 90%.
90%, okay. Why? Because men are not as fun. Women can satisfy you more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Don't get it twisted. I love my man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got to have your
men. I love my men. No, women are just different. They're just so fun.
Oh, yeah.
You could just have a little
sexy.
Bit of fun with them, right?
You know, guys never, like, smell as good and taste as good, right?
I wouldn't know.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, well, we're talking. Well, let's talk to our listeners about that. We got construction workers and all these guys. You think these guys smell good after they get off work?
No.
I think sweat can be sexy.
I think sweat smells
like. I think
like
a sweaty guy can be sexy as long as he ain't, like, stinky.
Not stinky.
I like a little sweat in the mix. That's okay.
Hey, as far as tasty, it depends on his diet.
Well, you got to get a little sweat up in the action or else you ain't having no fun.
What if he eats Lucky Wishbone only? Wow. Tastes like Lucky Wishbone.
You know, Lucky Wishbone
Roscoe's
only in
there,
Arizona,
right?
Baby.
Yeah, you got Roscoe's. Well, hey, what if they taste like Roscoe's?
What?
These
are crazy.
Hey, is there any other girls there? Erica Jordan, who else is there with you?
I don't know. Is there any other girls around here?
Oh, tons, I bet you, huh?
Really? I hope you're not in the lobby of a Kentucky Fried Chicken or anything like that.
Yeah, because
what?
You're not. I come to think you're like in the lobby of a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and you're just, you know.
Well, if I were, then I'd be getting arrested because I'm standing here naked.
Nice. So how are you?
Yeah, you guys need to check me out at ChristineVinson.com.
Christine Vinson.
C as in Victor, I-N-S-O-N.
Sweet.
Yes, you do need to check her out.
Christine Vinson, baby.
I saw it.
Playboy model coming at ya.
I'm convinced.
You sound very hot. You know what? We're going to have to run into each other one of these days. So check out the DemarcoShow.com, and we're going to see each other very soon, okay?
Perfect.
Very hot blonde. Good. I'm going to let everybody know right now.
I love you guys.
I love you, man.
Let me talk to Erica Jordan real quick before we have to get off.
No problem.
And stay naked.
Thank you.
And when I see you, hopefully you're naked.
Oh, for sure. Always.
Thank you. It's always appreciated.
Yo, yo, yo. Back to Erica Jordan.
Okay. So she's naked. How's she looking? She has a big rack or what?
Oh, yes. And I'm about to do a scene with her. So I'll be finding out a lot more about her.
Nice. Very good. Very good.
Man, you know what? I'm jealous
of
you.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of you.
Send us a copy.
Any quick, anything you also want to tell anybody out there in Southern Arizona?
Oh, it's so chaotic here right now. I can't really think.
Okay. No problem. I hear you.
Have a beer for me, man.
I can see and just. All over the place.
Okay. Well, stay hot and make sure, you know, you make your money. Do your thing, girl.
Make that money maker.
All day.
Southern Arizona.
I love that.
Look at that. As promised. You know, I'm doing you guys a favor. You guys are a slave to your penises, and I just satisfied you guys on that one, okay? You guys owe me one.
And if you're locked up,
make sure you show up to the party at TD's on 7th, okay?
Not if you're locked up, though. Don't escape to go.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Exactly. You'll have your own.
That's right.
So Southern Arizona, we're going to be back, okay? I'm DeMarco. Don't go anywhere.
The A-Hus. No wives. Don't touch that dial. DeMarco will be right back.
TD's Show Club in Southern Arizona. The hottest show club in Arizona for gentlemen entertainment. Yeah, it's approved. Dig it.
Go to TD's East, 5822 East Speedway, or you can check out TD's West, 749 West Miracle Mile. Check out the most beautiful women in Southern Arizona at TD's Show Club. And you might see DeMarco there.
So come on out where beauty's on stage.
You got it, man.
How you gotta say it? Please, 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 get paid to TD's.
The
DeMarco Show.
You're listening to the man who will take a V-pill if a chick requests super weenie.
Every woman should try it before they knock it.
I have to admit, the segment is tight because we got James Cypherface on this one, and he just freestyles. He says, no beat, no nothing, just do it up. I'm not going to lie, this guy's a badass. This is such a gift from God. That's what he has. That's his gift. That's why I'm down with James Cypherface. Check this out.
James Cypherface.
You want to drop a real quick flow for all the people out there in Southern Arizona?
Yeah,
you got it all right there. How about one of these? Like something like this?
No, let me do a little acapella real quick. You know what I'm saying? Just let him hear the lyrics. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Let him hear the lyrics real quick. Cool. Check it out.
About the lyrics.
Check it out. We're gonna do it like this. There's a couple bars. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Yo, everything I spit is odd. Battle me, you must wanna sit with God. I'll have you and your dogs running like the Iditarod. Whack crews will suffer. My passion for hip-hop is as big as Common's. I used to love her, and the appetite of Ruben stuttered, consuming supper. Uncanny like a band of mutant brothers. You're whack, I'm tight. Come on, it's just black and white like the blueprint cover. I bomb with my words, so if you think of dissing me next, end up with your face stomped to the curb like American History X. Peace.
Remember this legacy, y'all. Remember this legacy, y'all. Remember this legacy.
Check it out. What's the deal? You want to drop a beat? Should I freestyle? You want me to just drop an acapella verse? How you
want
to do this?
How do you want it? How do you want it? You run the show.
Acapella, baby.
Let's do an acapella. Check it out. We're going to do it like this. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Yo, I'll spit gladly. Roll up to your set like Trick Daddy in a slick caddy. This is a one-ton pickup with a fully equipped chassis. It's this nasty. This is murder with an ice pick badly. A click shabby. This is a burger with a nice thick patties. My verse pours is worth more than a collection of Jennifer's ice. My word scorn is Ur-Tor. I snatch my competitor's life. Spit dangerous raps, committed a heinous act when I beheaded a mic. Spark a cipher at a congressional hearing and kidnap a senator's wife. It's the ill affiliation of the Doomers Pilgrim Nation. Your crew skills are vacant. With hip-hop, you have no real relation. The cipher God killing Satan, your blood sizzles like a pan filled with bacon. Come to the realization that I got flavor like William Drayton. Battle my team and you're gonna walk with Jesus like Kanye West. That's like Avril Lavigne trying to fit into Beyonce's dress. And yo, my dogs ain't impressed. You really think your squad stay fresh? That's why you see Sig Meliku tattooed across your fiance's chest. Peace, y'all.
What's going on over there, man?
Not much is going on. I mean, there are a few people that came in right now. I guess they maybe 40, 50 at the most.
40 or 50 people, that's it?
There are some cars like drunk pulling in right now.
Right? Uh-huh. Is there a lot of honeys?
A head count right now, tell me.
A head count?
He said about 50. He said about 50.
Well, let's see. There's four on.
Wow, that sucks.
What's going on?
Loser.
What's up with that?
Well, I just said there's about 40 people right now. There's a rough guesstimate. I mean, it's still early. I mean,
tell me something, okay? So where are you at right now? Are you down with the Vatos? Are you up with the brothers? Where are you at? Are you in between?
No, he's in between. He's like
you're in between, huh?
You look like a worker there, don't you?
Huh?
I feel like I'm a worker because I get you out here for all the time. Cole, do you work here? Do you work here?
Are you getting laid or what?
What's going on with that, Cole?
I wish.
Okay. Cole, you got to try harder, dog.
You know I gotta try hard, get paid.
Are you just there getting material? For later? I hope we have a better round next time, okay?
Hey.
All right, brother.
Well, wait a minute, hold
Nothing
on.
Nothing going
I,
on there.
Did 10, I just hear him 20. Say brother? That
this guy
dude
just talks about everything.
That dude's crazy looking.
He's like a little short guy with a little spiky hair.
Right.
Religious guy.
Crazy.
Big masturbator.
No doubt about that.
This guy.
About that, man.
But
sounds like Howdy Doody doing Scarface, man.
Yes, he And bro, he's at the club. And you know what? I asked him where he was because he never goes up on the second floor. The bottom floor is just like nothing but super vatos.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like trying to figure out where this crazy little ass white boy is going to like.
He's not
go.
Drinking. He doesn't need to go to the bathroom.
And he doesn't even. He does, yeah. And he doesn't even drink. Going he's like the guy? Jerry's kid for the DeMarco
yeah, exactly.
show.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't like to use the word retard.
Guess what, Arizona? It's time to get your balls back. Listen to DeMarco now or it's your ass.
TD's, go to TD's East, 5822 East Speedway, or you can check out Kitties West, 749 West Miracle Mile. Check out the most beautiful women in Southern Arizona at TD Show Club. And you might see DeMarco there. So come on out where beauty's on stage. You got it, man. How you gotta say it? This place, place.
Get paid to TD. The DeMarco Show.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
I don't think so.
DeMarco's banged your girlfriend twice. So who's more dangerous, me or him?
I love you, DeMarco.
This is the DeMarco Show in the zone.
Check out the DeMarco Show special.
For more info on DeMarco, check out his website, www.demarcoshow.com.
The best damn beer pong, period, has the hottest double elimination tournaments in Southern Arizona. Come show your beer pong skills starting at 10 p.m. Wednesdays at Putney Sports Bar. Thursdays, River's Edge. Fridays, The Lodge Sasquatch in Tucson and Sierra Vista. Saturdays and Sundays, we're back at Putney Sports Bar. Follow us on Facebook or visit us at bestdamnbeerpongperiod.com. The DeMarco Show.
Ooh, yeah. Freak out, because enterprise minds want to know. The DeMarco Show coming at you right now. Be there, be ready. Dig it.
The question everybody wants to know is, where is the hotspot at? Everybody knows that it's TD's, the hotspot in Southern Arizona. Go to TD Show Club. Those are the fun places to go to.
Pretty on the phone, the publicist of Top Hair Magazine. How you doing, Pretty?
Pretty great. How are you doing?
From Vegas over there. How's it going out there?
Oh, about to go party in about half an hour.
Ooh. Where are you going to go? Where's the spot tonight? Where's the hot spots in Vegas?
I'm going to have to take it a little easy. This last night just kind of kicked me. I'm going out to Gilly's tonight. Lovely cowboy bar. Yes. You know, at the Frontier Hotel.
Yeah, right. This is in Texas.
And then maybe have 40 Deuce for after hours, which is at Mandalay Bay. Yep. And maybe hit up Dre's. This 40 Deuce might, you know, close early or something, like 5 a.m.
So what time does the party end over there?
It never does.
For you.
Alcohol is being served all hours and all times.
Beautiful. We're sitting here with Pretty, and she's in Vegas. And anybody out there that ever goes to Vegas, you know, she's over there living the life, living a great lifestyle over there. What is Top Hair Magazine? And tell us a little bit about Texas Hold'em and poker.
Top Hair Magazine is the brand new poker magazine that's out here in Vegas and to all the local casinos in the United States. It's basically a poker magazine, but a little bit of a sex wear, which all the girls that are in the magazines are in swimsuits. So you have a little bit of Playboy mixed in with Sports Illustrated, Maxim stuff.
Nice.
It's a fun magazine. A lot of eye candy for all you men out there that love hot women. Lots of ladies.
Top Pair Magazine. We're talking to Pretty. And Texas Hold'em, is that the most popular game out there right now? Is it everywhere?
After the World Series of Poker just ended, Texas Hold'em is actually the most popular game that's out here. Everyone is always playing at every hour of the night. MGM's Poker Room is actually one of my favorite poker rooms ever.
Do you get out there and play yourself, or is it just a thing for old guys or men? Because I don't see that many women playing.
Actually, the women percentage is actually going up, but it's mostly for the young men, starting at the age of probably 21 to their mid-30s. And then you also have all the people who used to play when they were kids and before it actually was brought back. So we have different variety of age groups. But women right now, as you probably know, if you've seen the World Series of Poker, Jennifer Tilly actually won a bracelet this past summer.
Right.
Which is, you know, pretty great because not a lot of women players out there.
TopHairMagazine.com is the site. Only for $24.99, you guys can get the magazine, right?
Yes, a whole year subscription. A
whole year subscription. How long has this been running, by the way?
Our first launch of the magazine was in June, during the first month of the World Series of Poker. The second one came out in July, which is still the second issue. But we're on our fifth issue coming up right now, and it's doing very well.
And you guys go out there, Top Hair Magazine goes out there wherever there's like big events and different performances. Is it just for poker, or do you guys just go out there when there's like different concerts or something that's exciting?
We actually go out to every event that probably goes on in the Vegas area. Most of the events that we cover, well, during the World Series, we covered CineVegas, then we covered the World Series of Poker, obviously, movie premieres, launch parties, the grand opening of the Wynn Poker Room. We did a launch party last weekend, actually, for Stuff Magazine and the Sony Online Quest 4 Antonia, which is a PS2 game, I guess.
And we covered that. The article will be written for the next issue. Sean Paul's concert was one of the concerts that we covered. And also Snoop Dogg's, which Cuba Gooding attended.
Oh, that sucks.
And you'll see me with Cuba Gooding in the August issue. So those are the type of events that we cover.
And you're online, right?
Yes.
TopPairMagazine.com.
They're
going to look it up right now.
Yeah, photos and everything.
Yeah, her picture's on there. She's next to Dean Cain, by the way.
Oh,
celebrities. So that's a celebrity you basically, the one you like, right? I mean, you met a lot of celebrities, right there?
I have met a lot of celebrities, and he is my ultimate favorite. For the first time in my life, I couldn't remember my name.
Really? I've heard a lot of good things about Dean Cain. I heard that he hooks up with women, and he's really good for everything he does. Is that right? Have you heard about that?
You know what? No comment.
And how you spell it? It's Top Pair. TopPair magazine, right?
Like having a top pair
.com.
Poker?
Yes.
Top Pair, right?
Yeah, it's a good magazine. Yeah. Cards. So, or if not, just go on DeMarcoLife.com and I have a link for you guys, right?
Yes, you do.
But you know what? I haven't forgotten. No comment on what you said. So did you guys hang out afterwards or anything with Dean Cain?
No, did not hang out afterwards. Wish okay. I did because there was an invitation, but...
Any numbers, phone numbers, any hookups, anything like that?
No.
Okay, I didn't need to know that, but that's just a little extra.
Nice.
Anyways, another thing. Now let's talk a little bit about Vegas because that is my favorite spot. Let's talk about downtown or the Strip. Which one do you like better?
Oh, definitely the Strip.
Definitely the Strip.
But yesterday I did go to the opening of Beauty Bar, which is fun. It's a fun place. There's a beauty bar in Los Angeles, California, on La Cienega, and they opened one here in Vegas, but I still like the one in Cali.
Is that the one that they opened by the Cortez Hotel?
Cortez, right across the street from El Cortez.
We also have, I know this one guy that's like the top Texas Hold'em in Tucson. Is there any way we can get this guy maybe on the magazine or something?
Let's go for it. You know, our logo is the Ace of Spades and the Ace of Clubs, and we'd love to have him in the magazine holding up the aces.
A lot of women probably listening to the show right now probably envy you. Besides your name being pretty, you know, it's not spelled, it's P-R-I-T-I, right? That's how it's spelled.
No, P-R-I-T-I.
Yeah, and they're, besides them being jealous of that, you're a 29-year-old publicist, and tell us a little bit about your party life. I know you're out there getting out there and doing all kinds of stuff. It's a great lifestyle. A lot of women probably want to do that.
You want me to tell you about where I go on every single day?
Yeah, why not?
All right,
break down
the
schedule.
Let's talk about party scene. Let's see. Monday nights would be Mandalay Bay's Foundation Room, Rum Jungle, and Morea, which is the pool party, which I think just ended for the summer. But and then Tuesday nights is Pure, always, locals night. Wednesday night is Tangerine.
Take notes, Clooney.
Thursday night is Studio 54 and Taboo. Friday night is definitely Hard Rock, Body English. Saturday night, we got to do a rotation, get back to Pure. And Sunday
okay,
night,
so if I take my team, that would be our schedule, hanging out with you?
Yes, that would be your schedule, and it would be a very demanding schedule from you.
Okay, I think I can handle that. What about, what would we be drinking? What's your drink? What's the official drink for you?
The official drink for me as of last night was vodka and Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Old school. Yeah. Old school DeMarco show.
That's right. Old C. Everybody knows. RB and Vizzle was the drink that we liked. We always. Exactly. Now we drink the vodka tonic, but, you know, go ahead and drink that for a whole year and then switch to vodka tonic.
That's right.
We have to try that tonight, the vodka tonic.
Lovely website.
Beautiful. You should.
Hey, it looks nice under black lights. Sure.
Hey, before we finish off here, obviously, you know, you're doing well out there. Any quick tips for any women out there with low self-esteem and they have nothing to look forward to, something that they want to do? Because a lot of women just stay home and they say, you know what, this lifestyle sucks, you know. I don't want to continue living the American dream.
Yeah, vieja.
And I don't want to continue doing any of those things. Any tips you want to give women?
Yes, it's never too late to start whatever you want to start. And if you can't start anything, come and visit me out here in Las Vegas, and I'll show you a good time, and you'll never forget it. You'll never, ever want to go back to wherever you're living. You want to move to Vegas. This is a 24-hour town. Also, go with your ambitions. Go with what you want to do. There's a heart and soul in everyone, and you should just go for what your heart desires. And if
how about Melissa Collins? She looks pretty good on your website.
I'm sorry, who?
Melissa Collins.
They're looking at a site.
Yeah.
Yowza.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
No, but you know what? I appreciate that because women out there have no self-esteem. They want to do something with themselves. And, you know, I just wanted to talk about that. And you know what? Thank you very much, Pretty, for all the information. And really proud of talking to you. And hopefully we can keep in touch.
Definitely. When are you going to come out here to party with me?
Very soon. We're going to make it an event.
Couple weeks.
Maybe we could take a show and do it up there. How about that?
All right, that would be great. Let's get you out here.
We'll keep in touch. Tina in Old York, how you doing?
What's up, baby?
Looking good. What's up?
What's up with that staying home? I'm staying home. I'm doing just fine here.
Really? What are you doing?
You, aren't I?
Right? Unless you're just thinking about me. I mean, that's a different story.
What are you calling, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
She's spitting some game.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit more game here. Let's break it down.
Break it.
I would like to do that too.
She needs a break today. She needs a break today.
So, what's going on out there? You taught us a little bit of lingo from over there,
right?
And you guys men out there, that was pretty good. I laughed my ass off with I have tons of sayings of the DeMarco show, the glossary, and the Blumpkin.
Yeah,
and
you got them bat wings going on.
Yeah, the bat wings.
Peeing in the butt,
right?
From baby too. Yeah, peeing in the butt.
You like that, huh?
Yes.
No, the bat wings is when your sack is stuck to your leg.
Oh,
pretty good, huh?
Batty, batty,
that
batty.
Was pretty good. I like that.
Batty, batty, batty.
Yeah. Now that you're the new DeMarco girl, how you feel about being a DeMarco girl?
I'm feeling pretty good about it, and I like being.
Did you get everything in the mail that we sent to you? All the toys and everything to you to practice on?
Oh yeah.
Oh, swing.
Yeah, I'm tearing them up out here in the boonies, you know.
I hear a buzz in the background. What is that?
Low hum.
Hey, we got to keep ourselves busy out here some way.
Damn.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Unless we go out there and do the show. That would be an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Live remote.
Live show from the middle of nowhere. That'd be nice.
You in Old York.
Yeah, in Old York. It's raining out here. It's real nice.
Oh,
nice. The mood set.
So why aren't you going out? Why aren't you staying in one house? I mean, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's raining, though.
No, I'm staying in tonight. I just need some rest. I'm working all week.
Staying home with a guy when it's nice and raining and stuff?
I love it.
Was that the plan?
Bottle of wine.
Chala saw the stadium, right?
Well, maybe I'll send you a pillowcase with DeMarco, and you can always sleep with me.
Oh, ooh. Sure. Yeah, that's a little bit more than we're on.
Oh, damn. Charlo's on the stadium.
Oh, wow.
Either way, she's there.
Fertilizing a mustache on a pillowcase.
Hey, that's nice. I can make that work.
Yabieka.
When are we going to hang out again and party down?
I am trying to plan on it in maybe a couple weeks.
Okay.
I really wanted to come down this weekend, but it didn't work out.
Maybe around Labor Day weekend or something. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got to plan something. Something really fun and...
Only the DeMarco girls can plan something.
Exactly.
Fun.
When it's not very hot, because we don't want a bunch of guys, you know, carrying their bat wings around.
Batty, batty, batty.
Wing batter.
Batty, batty, batty.
Not a swing.
But,
ouch.
Yeah, come down and we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Plan on it. Don't be a stranger.
Definitely. No, not at all.
Any last words you want to say about the DeMarco show?
Be thinking of me because, you know, I'm going to be thinking of you tonight.
Whoa. Monsoon Tsunami.
Feel good.
Thank you very much.
Monsoon
Tsunami. You're welcome. Yeah. My pleasure.
What kind of cologne are you using lately, dog?
No, dog. I got to pick me up a gallon of that.
Yeah. Pito Parado, I think it's called, right?
Pito Parado. Yeah, it's called Toda la Noche.
Toda la Noche. I think my girl would like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was called En la Mañana.
They'll like that, so.
Toilet de Marco.
Early in the morning.
And it comes with a CD, right, and everything, you know? And
how about, that'd be good.
DeMarco screensaver.
So that's pretty good, so. Keep in touch, and I'm glad you're thinking about me because, you know, I'll be doing the same thing, you know, in the rainy day.
Right.
Hey, keep it real in Old York.
Yeah. Mm.
I once knew a girl from Old York. She wouldn't eat nothing but pork.
Yum.
Good to hear from you, Tina. Always looking beautiful, and I will
DeMarco girl represent, baby.
Very soon, okay?
You know it.
You're listening to a man that believes oral sex is not cheating. DeMarco.
The best damn beer pong, period, has the hottest double elimination tournaments in Southern Arizona. Come show your beer pong skill starting at 10 p.m. Wednesdays at Putney Sports Bar. Thursdays, River's Edge. Fridays, The Lodge Sasquatch in Tucson and Sierra Vista. Saturdays and Sundays, we're back at Putney Sports Bar. Follow us on Facebook or visit us at bestdamnbeerpongperiod.com. Don't forget to check out the DeMarco Show weekdays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Alivianando a toda la raza mexicana. Escúchalo desde ahora.
Pero que mejore las tenga usted, señor.
Está oyendo a su favorito programa, The DeMarco Show.
Lunes a viernes.
TD's Show Club son los dos clubes más elegantes con las mejores animadoras en Arizona y los mejores reservados de la ciudad. TD's cuenta con un menú completo para el almuerzo y la comida con especiales diarias. Está disponible para fiestas, despedidas soltero, cumpleaños y divorcios. También especiales en bebidas todos los días al 2x1 hasta las 7 de la noche. Todo esto en un ambiente limpio y seguro. TD's East, 5822 Este del Speedway. TD's West, 749 Oeste Miracle Mile. TD's Show Clubs.